Today, the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Fabian Savitsky, will be heard in a program by Pioneers of Impressionism. You will hear the nocturnes, Clouds and Festivals by W.C., Brig Fair by Delius, The White Peacock by the American composer Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, and Suite No. 2 from Maurice Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe. Musical impressionism is aimed to evoke a mood or create the atmosphere of a situation without actually describing it in the realistic terms of Wagner and Weber and the other romanticists of the 19th century. The impressionists were rebels, and their prophet was Claude Debussy, who wanted to escape from what he considered the exhibitionism and excessive emotionalism of the romantic composers. Debussy emphasized delicacy and subtlety, and his music called upon the listener to use his imagination. For example, in the first of the two works to be played today by Fabian Savitsky and the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, Debussy deals with clouds, suggesting slow, solemn clouds moving across the sky, dissolving in gray tints lightly touched with white. While in the second nocturne, Debussy captures the exciting dancing rhythm of the vibrant atmosphere of an imaginary festival. You have just heard Clouds and Festivals by Debussy in a performance by the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. Debussy's music has influenced profoundly the work of many other composers. Among them was Frederick Delius, who was born in England of German parents in 1863 and died in France some 15 years ago. For an example of the work of this pioneer of Impressionism, the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra under Fabian Savitsky brings us Brig Fair, a musical picture of the English countryside, which Delius wrote in 1907. Fabian Savitsky and the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra have just been heard in Brig Fair by Frederick Delius. The first concert given by the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra took place in April 1930, a Black Depression year when many community orchestras were in dire financial straits. Amateur and professional musicians were called together by an Indianapolis violin teacher, Ferdinand Schaefer, who suggested the organization of the group with the idea that since times were so bad and the musicians had so very little work, they might as well band together for practice. And so it was that the foundation was laid for the present Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. In 1937, Fabian Savitsky appeared as guest conductor, and in the spring of that year, the orchestra was reorganized on a professional basis as a major symphony orchestra, with Fabian Savitsky as permanent conductor, now in his 12th season here in Indianapolis. Dr. Savitsky was born in Russia. At the age of 10, he applied for a violin scholarship at the Imperial Conservatory of Music in St. Petersburg. There were no openings for young violinists, however, but there was a place for a double bass player. And so, young Fabian Savitsky, who had never played a double bass, bought one secondhand, and in a few months learned to play it so well, standing on a wooden box in order to reach the top of the huge instrument, that he won in competition over a large field of entrants the César Cui Scholarship for Double Bass. And it was this event that launched a career that has included appearances in Europe, Mexico, South America, and the United States. In 1925, while a member of the Philadelphia Orchestra, Fabian Savitsky organized the Philadelphia Chamber String Sinfonetta. In 1930, he went to Boston, where he conducted the Boston People's Symphony Orchestra and founded his famous Young Musicians and Young Chorus Orchestra and Ensemble. And it has been said that since his arrival at Indianapolis, Dr. Savitsky has made Indiana conscious of music and the world conscious of music in Indiana. And now, just one moment, please. Our concert will continue after a brief pause for station identification. NBC is bringing you the seventh in its Saturday concert series, Pioneers of Music. If today's broadcast, devoted to music by pioneers of Impressionism, has proved stimulating, you will be interested in the home study course in music appreciation offered by the faculty of the College of Music of the University of Southern California. For complete and detailed information, write to Pioneers of Music, University of Southern California, Los Angeles 7, California. A penny postcard is all that is necessary. The third pioneer of Impressionism to have his work performed today by Fabian Savitsky and the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra is Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, who died in 1920 at the age of 36. Griffiths was an American composer, and we hear now his White Peacock, one of four pieces written originally for piano, based on poems by William Sharp and entitled Roman Sketches. That was The White Peacock by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths. The fourth of our pioneers of Impressionism is Maurice Ravel, who, although he was too much in sympathy with the French classical style to adopt Impressionism wholeheartedly, did produce music that shows unmistakable traces of Debussy's impressionistic influence in their melodic and harmonic treatment and their use of orchestral color. A notable example is Ravel's ballet, Daphnis and Chloe, which was produced in 1912. From the ballet score, the composer extracted two suites for concert performance, the second of which we hear now, conducted by Fabian Savitsky. The suite opens with sounds of nature at dawn, the purling of brooks and singing of birds. Daphnis, who has become separated from his beloved Chloe, lies asleep. Presently, the shepherds discover Daphnis and awaken him. Daphnis searches frantically for Chloe. At last, he finds her, and they are joined by others in a wild general dance. That was the second suite from Daphnis and Chloe by Maurice Ravel in a performance by the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra under the leadership of Fabian Savitsky. This concludes NBC's Pioneers of Music concert for today, which originated in the Murat Theater in Indianapolis. Included in the program of music by Pioneers of Impressionism were Clouds and Festivals by Debussy, Brig Fair by Delius, The White Peacock by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, and Suite No. 2 from Maurice Ravel's ballet, Daphnis and Chloe. Next Saturday at this same time, Pioneers of Music will bring you the San Antonio Symphony Orchestra, Max Reiter, conductor, in a program made up of works by Locatelli, Scambati, Respighi, and Casella, Italian pioneers of music. If you would like information about the Pioneers of Music home study course offered by the faculty of the College of Music of the University of Southern California, send a penny postcard today giving your name, address, and postal zone. Write to Pioneers of Music, University of Southern California, Los Angeles 7, California. Pioneers of Music is supervised by Ernest LaPrade and is written by Richard E. Davis. Today's broadcast by the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra under the leadership of Fabian Savitsky was produced by Don Tennant through the facilities of station WIRD. Your announcer has been Glenn Wilson. Henry Morgan is a very funny fellow tomorrow on NBC.